You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
I believe the greatest documents in governance in world history are the founding documents of this nation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I think they were crafted by brilliant individuals who had a great grasp of history and human nature and understood how to create a great government. And apparently it was true because it is the longest functioning government in world history is the United States government, if you didn't know. But some would like to see that change. Rob Cohen is a U.S. Army veteran, former campaign aide to the late Senator John McCain. He said the U.S. Senate, as envisioned by founding father James Madison, is no more. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. You join me at a time when I'm seeing people like John Dingell suggest the United States Senate should be disbanded altogether, that the Electoral College should be eliminated altogether because the people are not being represented properly. Do you agree with those points of view?
So I agree that the Senate right now is not working. I think right now the system is both fundamentally broken and fundamentally unfair. The Senate, when it was originally designed, yes, it's true, was supposed to be the body of the rural states, but back then the ratio of the largest state to small state, Virginia to Delaware, was 12 to 1. Today it's 68 to 1. And practically that means that somebody living in Wyoming has 68 times more say than who's going to be on the Supreme Court than does somebody living in California. And James Madison did not. He was a resident of the largest state, Virginia, and he felt that that was actually a bad idea. And so he did not agree that every state should have two votes. And now we're in a situation that violates his intentions for the Senate, which was really supposed to be the Senate where the body where our representatives really thought hard and the best people made their decisions. And today, I don't think, looking at the Senate, that's what's happening. I don't agree with abolishing it, however.
Well, the Senate was also fundamentally changed from its founding in the way it was designed by the 17th Amendment because the Senate was not supposed to be directly elected by the people. It was supposed to be directly elected by the states. The state house was to appoint the senators, and that changed in 1913, fundamentally changing the Senate as well. True?
That's exactly right, yes. Originally, the state legislatures were intended to elect sort of the wisest, most statesmanlike people. But it turned out to be a system that where party bosses nominated corrupt people to the Senate. So this, you're correct about changing it in 1913, and I think it's time to change it again.
So what would you change? I mean, I feel that, and I believe, that if you change the Senate today, that people in Wyoming would have no representation, or North Dakota, or Michigan for that matter, as we continue to become a smaller state compared to the growing states of California, Texas, and Florida. Our influence in Washington would be compromised to a point that we would have almost no representation.
Right. And so I think that's a valid concern. And I think that we need to put forward a compromise that sort of addresses the concerns of both sides, as we have done forever. And my proposal is similar to a proposal from the famous political scientist at the University of Virginia. And he says to double the size of the Senate, we can let the small states keep having more representation than the big states, but just not quite as much as today. So without getting too into the details, he says the biggest 10 states should get 4 senators, the next 15 states should get 3 senators, and the rest should all get 2. So Wyoming still has disproportionate share. It's just not as quite as extreme today as it is. The other thing he likes to say is let's have national senators nominated in some way, somebody like a Condoleezza Rice or somebody that the whole nation can be represented, so it's not just a who can turn out their base more.
You know what I hear here?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me
be square here, Rob. I hear a formula for a train wreck. That's what I hear, you know, a bunch of nonsense and changing and fiddling around, and I feel that the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson most notably, were brilliant human beings, and I don't believe in it today that I've seen anybody that can match him for intellect and the ability to design a working government that has worked for, 240 years, give or take. So when you start playing with these things, I find it highly dangerous. I find it highly disingenuous on many sides. And I feel that the country's worked just fine for all of these years. And yet people who don't like the way it turns out, people who lose the game, want to change the rules. Take it Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, for example. They want to eliminate the Electoral College because they feel we got the most popular votes. And so what? That's not the way it's designed. It's not the way it was ever designed.
So you think everything's going fine right now, and I don't. I think that right now we have a president who is essentially completely unqualified for the job. I think that the Senate is blocking really important legislation.
Whether or not you think the president is unqualified is irrelevant. We've had other unqualified presidents, if you want to go there. Warren G. Harding comes to mind right off the top of my head. We've had people in that office that others would say is completely unqualified. Some would say Barack Obama, as a junior senator, was unqualified to be president of the United States. What you think about his qualifications is irrelevant. Is he 35 years old? Is he a U.S. citizen? And was he born here? Period. Next.
Well, my point is, you said that everything's working fine, and I think not everything is working fine. And I think you're correct that we need to be careful about how we do this, and we need to do it intelligently. And I'm not proposing for just doing anything out of control. But right when the Senate was designed, James Madison did not intend for everything to forever be exactly as they laid it out in a rural nation of 4 million people, which is, as you pointed out, why they changed the way senators were elected. And we need to be careful, but our country is in deep trouble. And the way Congress is designed right now isn't working.
I don't think our country's in deep trouble because of the makeup of the United States Senate. Is that what you believe?
I think that contributes. I think there's a lot of problems right now.
So we should give more control. Just so we're clear on this, California already has 5 members of Congress it does not deserve because they are representing illegal aliens in that state because they have 3.5 million by conservative estimates. So they have 5 more members of Congress than they should have. And you think that California should have more representation. That's outrageous.
Well, you're being a little bit disingenuous about my position. Let me clarify. I think that right now, my thesis right now is that both the House and the Senate are broken. And that's because of the way we elect our representatives. And there's too much money in politics. The representation is flawed in both the House and the Senate, actually. And so, as has always been intended, when things no longer really function, when Washington no longer serves our interests, we all should get together, people, conservatives and Democrats. They're both concerned about what Washington is doing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you agree that Washington is not doing everything.
I think it's broken because of the staff that continues to hang around after politicians come and go, what they call the deep state, if you will. But I've got to leave it right there, Rob. You can come back anytime. We'll have more conversation with you anytime you want to come back. Really appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Rob Cohen here on the program. Your thoughts, you can send them to stevegruber.com. Click on Send Me a Note.